think a better translation for the word prosper biblically probably was the word thrive. Businesses have to thrive. Kingdom companies have to thrive. If they don't thrive, then they don't survive. And there's no sin in going out of business or not doing well financially, but there really is no witness in it either. One of the things that makes it difficult for kingdom companies is that we live on the edge of success, viability, survival, thriving, and servanthood, and yielding. And I think the word thrive is a good word for us for kingdom companies. Because thriving means to prosper, to flourish. And think of a garden and how a garden that thrives is one that flourishes. Think of a business as one that flourishes. It produces an abundance. But here's the difference. If we produce an abundance and it's for us in our businesses, if it's an abundance so that we might retire early, we might sell the business for millions of dollars, then it's not an abundance that really is a thriving abundance for the Lord. A thriving abundance for the Lord is one that sustains others. It's for the benefit of others. So it's okay to pray that your business, your practice, your purpose would thrive. It's also okay that you would commit time and energy. It is just as spiritual to build a business that is committed to benefiting and serving others as it might be to serve in a lady in a church. And I think we can under-spiritualize the value of the business person committed to a kingdom company, committed to thriving in a very difficult marketplace in a difficult world. The good news is that God is committed to prospering us. Seek Him first, and He will add all other things. And He is there to prosper us, to help us thrive, to help our businesses be viable and sustainable. This has been a Kingdom Company moment.